I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. So-called live or forward-facing sonar has exploded in popularity among the nation's fishermen the past couple of years. There's even been some controversy about what the new technology means for fish populations, ethics, and fair chase, including in the nation's bass fishing tournaments. Well, last week, the Bass Angler Sportsman Society announced it's setting new rules for 2025 for use of forward-facing sonar in its events. More details when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Bass Angler Sportsman Society last week announced that it is not banning live sonar for its 2025 season. Instead, anglers in its Bassmaster Elite Series and Bassmaster Classic must now follow some new equipment standardization rules. These rules place what the organization calls guardrails on what and how much forward-facing sonar technology anglers can use. Bass said that Elite and Classic competitors will now be allowed only one live transducer in their boat during events. An equipment review revealed that some tournament anglers had been using as many as five live sonar units. In addition, anglers can only use transducers made for fresh water. The new regulations also prohibit transom-mounted trolling motors, and they limit the total inches of screen to 55 inches. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.